أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. And welcome to the Scale of Wisdom podcast brought to you by the Batool Foundation. In this episode we're going to speak about loss, al-khusran. And no human being wants to be at loss. We all want to be successful and we all want to see our efforts give back fruit. Somebody who is a loser loses their effort. Their effort doesn't pay off and they are left destitute. So revelation has made clear to a human being how to avoid this end and how to be of the successful. The first subsection in Mizan al-Hikmah speaks about who is a loser. The Holy Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, "The loser is the one who is negligent in reforming his hereafter." So in a general sense, somebody who is heedless of the hereafter and therefore doesn't work towards it is somebody who will end up being a loser. Because at the end of the day, when a human moves into the hereafter, that is where they see the result of their actions. And if they haven't been paying attention to that, then when they do enter the hereafter, they will see that they have lost. The Holy Prophet ﷺ is also reported to have said, "The one who spends his life seeking out this world has attained a poor deal and has lost divine succor." So it is important for a Muslim to realize that seeking out just the benefits of this world is a closed-minded way, and rather what is important is that the Muslim should make the world work for his hereafter, and should use the dunya as an agricultural land where he plants his seeds for the hereafter. But of course, it's possible for somebody to be a loser in this world and in the hereafter, and that is what the next subsection is about. It starts with the Quranic ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Among the people are those who worship Allah on the very fringe. If good fortune befalls them, he is content with it. But if an ordeal visits him, he makes a turnabout to become a loser in the world and the hereafter. This is a manifest loss." So when our faith is tested, when we go through difficulties, when we go through issues and problems, that is the time for our faith to shine. But if somebody loses faith over ordeals, then not only do they have the ordeal in this life, they do not have any reward in the next life either. And of course, that's a manifest loss. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, when asked about who has the greatest misfortune, said, "A man who abandons the world for the sake of the world, and therefore he misses out on the world and loses the hereafter. And a man who worships, struggles, and fasts as a display for others, and thus forbids himself the pleasures of this world, and also tires himself. And were he to do all that sincerely for the sake of Allah, he would be deserving of its reward." So this is the greatest misfortune. If we are hypocritical in our commitment to Islam, then not only do we tire ourselves in that commitment, but also we do not achieve the reward. And of course here reward is in terms of the rewards of the hereafter, but also in terms of the development of the soul and the life of spirituality that Islam calls towards. The final subsection speaks about the biggest losers. It starts with the Quranic ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Say, shall we inform you about the biggest losers in regard to works? Those whose endeavor goes awry in the life of the world, while they suppose they are doing good." So as we saw, one of the reference of this verse was the Kharijites. And this kind of illusion and deception causes a person to be one of the biggest losers. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Verily the biggest loser with the worst end of the deal and the most unsuccessful in his striving is the man who exerts himself in the quest for his wealth, even though fate does not help him in his aims. And he consequently leaves this world with regret while heading towards the hereafter where he will face its ill consequences." So the striving for wealth in an incorrect manner which ignores reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will result in a person putting in their efforts and compromising their boundaries, where they will then move to the hereafter with those consequences on their back. Inshallah, in the next episode we will speak about humility, al-khushu'. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.